Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But soon we will have greatness again.
The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday.
I'm here today to talk about the flood.
I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question.
Yeah, you know what, Mitch? We want to know what else you're going to talk about. That's what we want to know. Mitch McConnell finally speaking out yesterday after an odd 48 hours of silence on this raid on the president's home. Hey, good morning to you. What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
It's Wednesday. Welcome in. It's the 10th day of August. Can you believe it? Kids are heading back to school. Just crazy. Yes. Crazy. Scott J. Gowan with us this morning. We're handling news, and we got, of course, Carl and Sue.
Hi.
Is Sue helping us out today and, like, 12 other people, or is she just helping us out today?
I am not sure about that. She's not ready yet.
Congratulations to Frank Ladd, by the way. Just throw that out there.
Our
former associate producer on our show, he's now working down the hall at Camo X as an executive producer down there, but just gave birth to... His wife gave birth to their second son. So
yeah, he started working there and now is taking 8 weeks off.
Well, hey, you know what? Family Medical Leave Act allows that.
His wife is a teacher, and they had it all scheduled that when she went back to school, he would have time off. But the baby coming 2 weeks early kind of threw a wrench in that.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so.
Donovan Francis Ladd.
I'm glad you brought that up. Healthy, happy, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Looks like a happy little dude. I mean,
little brother to Felix.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations to Frank. We're happy for them, and that's a good deal. Welcome to some more sleepless nights for the next few weeks, as we all know. Speaking of sleepless nights, wow. I guess if you have any documents you took from the White House, you might have sleepless nights soon. I don't know. I've been watching the fallout from all of this, and we finally got some reaction from Mitch McConnell yesterday, and I got to play this because we've kind of been waiting. We've been waiting to hear what Mitch would say, because Mitch, unfortunately, is part of the establishment up there in Washington and doesn't like to rock the boat too much. Go to cut 7, please, Carl.
Sure.
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
Well, wait a minute. You mean Mitch didn't talk about the search warrant?
No.
Delivered to the president's residence?
Well, he did issue a statement. Let's be clear.
But he wouldn't talk about it.
But he wouldn't talk about it. And Mitch McConnell's willing to talk about just about anything, anytime a camera's around.
Kentucky is underwater, Mark.
Well, not still.
No.
I mean, they're recovering from that. I know that's awful. I've got relatives who were not affected by that, but who live all that not that far away from there. And I'm very sorry for all the damage done in Kentucky. But, Mitch, there's a huge story going on affecting the former president, who I know has insulted you quite often. A surprise amount of... like Judge Jeanine yesterday was one of the ones who went out kind of warning everyone to hold their horses and not be too critical of this until we know more. We need to wait till we know more before we're so critical on this. Trevor Noah spent the night on his show last night blasting Republicans because he said they very quickly turned on law enforcement in this particular case. We know that the judge, who was actually not a federal judge who had to go through some sort of a background check and in the Senate, but instead was an appointed magistrate from the Obama administration, is the one who okayed this raid. Now there are people who don't want to call it a raid. Let me tell you the definition. Let me ask what you would do. Well, let me ask how you would react if people came to your house with a search warrant and wanted to get inside and you weren't even allowed to see what they were doing. Of course, the president was out of town, but his attorney was there. And you know who his attorney was, Carl?
Yes, I do know. We actually know her attorney.
We know the president's attorney fairly well. We as a show, because Christina Bob
from OAN
worked for the One America News Network for a while, and she's an attorney, a veteran and an attorney, and of course she was assigned to cover that recount, that audit down in Arizona. So if the name sounds familiar, that's why. Christina Bob is now working for Donald Trump, and she's serving as his legal counsel. So she was on site. Here's the audacity of what happened there. She went to Mar-a-Lago and said, I'm the representative, the attorney representing Donald Trump, and I want to see the warrant. I want to see the reason why you, first of all, I need to come in and see what you're doing. They refused to let her in. And at first, they declined to even show her the warrant. Now, what kind of a state are we living in where you don't even have the right to see the warrant, which she described the wording on it is very thin, to see what was going on in there? Apparently, they went through Melania's clothing, and I mean I wouldn't say ransacked the house, but they were in every room in the house going through personal possessions, and there was nobody there to oversee any of that. No personal representative was allowed in the building while they were doing whatever they were doing. Every American should be concerned about that. That's extraordinary. And if that's common practice that I'm just not aware of, tell me. But I don't know why everybody, Democrat and Republican, wouldn't be up in arms over the way this was handled. What we deserve are some answers, which we haven't gotten yet. And we're going to continue to cover this morning. We've got a real pleasure a little later, because we're going to get to talk to John Solomon. He's, of course, just the news, a longtime veteran reporter in Washington. He's going to join us this morning about 7:35, and I can't wait to get his take on this, because John was one of the first people they got onto Fox News night before last when they were covering this when it first happened. And it'll be interesting to hear what John has to say about this. He knows the ins and outs. He's got a lot of sources in Washington about what they were maybe really after there. Well, some people suggested it's just about the January 6th committee. If they went in under the guise of records, can they also search for other stuff unrelated to that specific warrant? I didn't think so. So we'll get more reaction to that for you throughout the morning. Also, we got to Stacey on the right, Jane Duker, who just lost a Democratic primary race to Sam Page, is going to join us today for the bottom line. So I'll get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. If you've watched the fallout from this raid, if you got some thoughts on maybe what they were after or just how frightened we should all be about how this went down. We'll get to that. And I'll let you listen to the new video launched by President Trump that sounds an awful lot like a campaign ad. You can be the judge of it yourself. No announcements or anything, but somebody suggested he's closer now than ever to announcing his run for 2024. We're going to get to our national anthem. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About whether it was appropriate to withhold the warrant when you're searching the residence of the former president who's likely to be the Republican nominee in the next election. So they conceded and let me see it. They did not give me a copy of it right away, but they did let me see it. It was very, I would say, thin. And as you can tell from public records, the affidavit, the supporting documentation of what the probable cause was to obtain the warrant has been sealed. So
that's Christina Bob, now the attorney for President Trump, on the scene of the raid. I don't know how she'd call it at Mar-a-Lago. And so she doesn't know what the probable cause is. At first, they wouldn't show her the warrant at all. Wouldn't let her on the property. And then eventually somebody apparently gave her a copy of it. I was a little surprised to see the people standing out front armed with rifles. I'm not quite sure what they thought was going to happen, if there was some planned insurrection at Mar-a-Lago or what. They were defending the front of the property there. But anyway, I didn't know that's how that went down, having never been the subject of a raid. Maybe I will be now because I'm talking about it on the radio. But let me get to Robert here on line one, who's in law enforcement. Robert, what's your take on this?
Hey, Mark, good morning. Thank you. I'm not in law enforcement anymore. I just want to be clear, but
oh, okay.
I do have a little bit of experience there. A couple of things. As far as having someone that's inside of the residence for the search warrant while it's being conducted, just for example, the president's attorney, it is typical practice to clear everybody out of the area that you're conducting the search warrant. That really has to do more with preservation of evidence and chain of custody issues, things like that. So it doesn't surprise me that, there wasn't anybody that was allowed to, per se, oversee the execution of that warrant. I think that probably could have been allowed, at their discretion. Obviously, in this case, it wasn't. The thing that is concerning, though, is that, during a search warrant, there are very explicit things that are outlined in that warrant. They're looking for a copy of that warrant in the event that the property owner or the homeowner is not there, is to be left in a location where it's readily, visible and available to grab. And certainly it should be available to be provided upon request. And the fact that that hasn't been is really, really concerning. To my knowledge, if the search goes beyond the scope of what's outlined in the warrant, it's only if there's things that are in plain sight. You know, if you're going through the house and there's something in plain sight that's of evidentiary value, okay, that's fine. But to deviate from that search warrant list and just say, well, you know, we're going to go check this this lockbox in this bedroom just to see what's in there. No, that's outside of the scope of the search warrant. And to my knowledge, that falls under fruit of the poisonous tree. So that's my take. Mark, thank you so much. You guys do an awesome job.
Well, Robert, I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for that insight on it. Strikes me as a little odd. And, I mean, here's the thing. If you're raiding a suspected drug house and there are weapons and drugs all over the place, I can kind of see wanting to clear people out of there before that happens. This was looking for pieces of paper. What would the fear be of having somebody there to oversee that? Because right now, nobody knows what they took or whether they went beyond the scope of the warrant. Nobody knows. What we do know is that the magistrate who signed off on this was a contributor to Barack Obama. So we know he's a lefty to begin with, and used to work for Jeffrey Epstein. He defended people connected to Jeffrey Epstein after he resigned from the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Florida in 2008. So there are lots of questions the senators need to be asking here. The RNC is pretty outraged by the whole thing. I want you to hear what Paris Jannard from the GOP thinks about this coming up. Stay tuned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now. And this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Yeah, thank you, Jim Jordan. At which point they'll say, I'm sorry, we can't discuss an ongoing investigation. I can already tell you the answer they'll give you. They're not going to answer anything. But they better have a really good reason for what they did yesterday in Mar-a-Lago, I'm telling you, or this country's going to fall apart. Let me get to Paris Denard, RNC spokesman. Great to get him on here again. Paris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what's the reaction from the RNC to what we witnessed down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida last night?
Well, first of all, I just want to push back a little bit. I don't think that there is a good reason. There's nothing that they can come up with as it relates to some documents that would justify the level of aggression. I mean, I saw images of agents with weapons drawn. You know, the 30 some odd people in the personal living area of the president, his former first lady, and his child. I mean, this is outrageous. And, you know, the RNC statement was very clear from our chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, and she said, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. And countless times we have examples of Democrats flouting the law and abusing power with no recourse. Democrats continually weaponize the bureaucracy against Republicans. She said this raid is outrageous and is an abuse. This abuse of power must stop. And the only way to do that is to elect Republicans in November. And she's absolutely right. Well, this is a clarion call to the Republicans, independents, and Democrats who are frightened by what they see and say, we've got to do something. And the only way we can fix this is through electing Republicans in November.
Thank you, Paris, for pointing that out. I'm not suggesting that it was justified, but you don't have to look back all that long. People always say, well, why do you always go to the Clintons? Well, I can explain that and let her explain it in 6 seconds. Listen.
There is no classified material. There was no transmission of any classified information.
But we know from James Comey's own testimony, there were thousands of files that she sent illegally, and there was never any charges or any repercussion or any middle-of-the-day raids by 50 FBI agents on her home in Chappaqua, where apparently she kept her private server. None of that ever happened to her. And yet, look what they've done in Florida.
Well, this is why the American people are just disgusted by big government, because, you know, they want things to be fair. They want things to be just. They want things to be equal. And so when you look at what happened to Hillary Clinton, nothing. When you look at what's happening to Hunter Biden and how the media and Democrats continually try to push the attention of the American people away from that story. It's a legitimate story. There are legitimate crimes and there's legitimate suspicion about the entanglement of the current president, the former vice president, and his business dealings with foreign adversaries. But yet there's no raid, there's no investigation that is to the level that we've seen as it relates to Donald Trump and President Trump's associates.
Yeah, well, you know, it appears to be a pretty big miscalculation. Nobody knows if Donald Trump's running for president in 2024. We don't know that yet. I've heard suggestions maybe this is some attempt to try to get him to announce that prematurely so they can argue that he's on the ballot in November. I don't know.
I think it's short-sighted for the Democrats and the mainstream media to think this is only about Donald Trump. It's never just been about Donald Trump. This is voter intimidation. Voter intimidation for Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters, and those independent-minded Democrats and independents, independent voters who are looking at the current Democrat Party and saying, I don't identify with you. I don't agree with you. You all are out of control. I'm going to consider voting for a Republican if you're an independent or Democrat. And if you're a Republican and a conservative, you're saying, I'm going to vote in this primary election, I'm going to vote in this midterm election, and I'm going to vote for the Republican, no matter who it is, in 2024. The Democrats are out, and this administration is trying to stop the will of the people because they know that their days are numbered. This is, intentional to try to dissuade not just President Trump, because this is all political, but Trump's and Republican voters. In the past, that's what they're afraid of. That's what this January 6th committee is all about. It's not about, you know, the justice or fairness. It's about intimidation, telling Republicans you can't support conservative policies. They keep demonizing us because they know what's coming. So Republicans have to stand tall and register to vote, donate, get out the vote, support our Republican candidates, and make sure we actually vote.
That's a great point. I hope people are paying attention, because what we're not talking about today is, you know, the in the Economic Reduction Act, or whatever they called it, that they passed, that the House is now going to vote on, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's another scam from these Democrats. And I think the American people, again, are going to look at this and say, at a time when we have food inflation, at a time we have rising crime, at a time we have open borders, and we have all of these gas prices, the baby formula shortage is still raging on, you all want to send 87,000 hire 87,000 IRS agents? Like, this is what you're focused on? And push a bill that won't decrease inflation. It'll actually increase inflation. That's your priorities. They are miscalculating the mood of the American people, and they're miscalculating what their priorities should be. It's not where they are right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Paris Denard, thank you for your time. GOP.com, you can go there and read that statement the RNC's released on the raid down at Mar-a-Lago. Paris, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. Good to get him on. Yeah, they called the raid outrageous, an abuse of power. And the only answer they said is to elect Republicans in November. Good for you, RNC. You're getting out in front on this one. I like that. That's fantastic. But stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Let's party, dude. Well, I'm here with the sad news to tell you that they got the signatures they needed. I don't know if they're giving away samples or what, but they got enough signatures to get legalized weed on the ballot for November 8th. So people will probably turn out in droves to support legalized marijuana in Missouri.
His name is Mark Cox, everyone.
No,
when you send your emails or Facebook
stuff. I think it's a horrible idea, but I do understand, looking across the country, that there is a wave of stoners out there. I'm sorry, bad terminology. A wave of people who enjoy getting high.
Cannabis.
Who are going to rush to the polls to support this idea. You should probably know what's in it before you vote for it. But just so you know, it would allow Missourians 21 and older to possess, consume, purchase, and even cultivate marijuana. So for those of you who've been afraid to grow it in your backyard, who's that? You're free to do that now. And
well, not yet.
It adds in November, it adds a 6% state sales tax to lawful recreational cannabis transactions. And local governments can choose to add an additional 3% sales tax if they wish.
Across the border in Illinois, they're already raking in the tax revenue.
And you can, and they're going to expunge records of people that had low-level crimes of selling and possessing.
Yeah, it would create an expungement. I wish they could expunge the smell. It would create an expungement program.
Not if you have edibles.
That begins with people convicted of misdemeanor offenses. It calls for the courts to expunge nonviolent marijuana offenses within 1 year for people who are not in jail or on parole or on probation. And taxes and fees collected would help pay for those expungement, would help pay for those expungement costs. Didn't say it would pay for all of them. So there you have it. If you got caught with a bag of pot 15 years ago when it was illegal, you can now get it expunged from your record because now we've made it legal.
Again, well, you still, not yet.
But you, well,
oh,
but in November
pass.
8th, it'll
it
pass.
It will pass.
I knew if it got on the ballot, it would pass. But my point is, I don't understand that. The law has changed now, but that's not reflective of what the law was 15 years ago. So why would you be able to go back and expunge that from somebody's record? I don't quite understand that, but that's part of what's in this thing that is going to get voted on. It's all about money for the government. The government doesn't care, right? They don't seem to care that, people get mad at me for this. I know that. This is just the way I feel about it. I think it's a gateway drug. I really do. That's just from my personal experiences. Everybody's got a different experience with it. I recognize that I probably lost this battle, but I'm just saying.
And you do agree it does have medicinal purposes, if prescribed correctly.
And there's just been a shift in thinking in America about marijuana. It's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a shift in thinking about things.
Yeah. I still appreciate the fact that Laura Ingraham is at least out there continuing to fight the good fight and point out that the stuff you're token today is not the stuff your grandparents were token in the 1960s.
No. It's not a partisan issue. It's a public health and safety issues. And our public, our general public, even the medical community that I speak to on a regular basis really doesn't have any idea about what the impacts of these products are having, not only on our communities, but particularly on our youth, who are much more vulnerable and at risk for developing addiction issues with cannabis or psychosis. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Including several of the people arrested lately in some of these shootings who kind of went off the rocker. So that's the point he was making there about the unknown effects of the psychosis and lots of things to talk about, but it's going to be on the ballot in November. So it doesn't seem to matter. I'm sure it'll be legal here before long. Anyway, coming up next hour, we've got In Other News. We'll get that with Scott. I got Genevieve Wood at 7:10. Interested to get her take on the Mar-a-Lago raid. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.